ready to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check out www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our upcoming 5-day masterclass. We're talking all things how to make money as a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach. Why now is the best time for you to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, featuring success stories, our coach certification checklist, our Christian coaching personality assessment, and a Q&A day, plus your chance to join us in the original 100 of the one-day Black woman Christian certified life coaching self-study system. www.futureblacklifecoaches.com is the place to be. Hello, friends. How are you? It's yours truly, Dr. A.J. Austin, founder of the International Center for Life Coach Training, LLC, where I train Black women of faith to become professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black women Christian certified life coaches. You hear it ticking? It's my egg timer. I set her to go live for 30 minutes or less, hopefully not more. So I say that to say, I don't plan on being before you long. Hey, y'all, if you're not a member of our crew over at futureblacklifecoaches.com, you should be, because you'll get to see why my top three predictions for becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach are already coming true. You ready? If you're here live watching, shout out to you. Hey, girl. Hey, let me know where you're watching from. If you're watching the replay, if you're listening on our podcast, if you're over at Black Life Coach TV, watching us on our YouTube channel, come and join us on Facebook. You can find me by typing in Dr. AJ Austin here after the facebook.com/. Okay. We're also in our Facebook group at futureblacklifecoaches.com, where we have a lot of fun trainings going on, coming up. You just missed one. And you want to stay in the know, because things are going on in the life coaching industry, especially if you're a Black woman of faith. We need you. We need you now, like Smokey Norville talks about in his song, I Need You Now. Now, if you are new here, child, I quote gospel rap. I quote rap and I quote gospel. Hashtag gospel gangster. I'll tell you about that later. So, welcome to my top three predictions of the coaching industry. This is truth, and I've noticed this over the last about 5 years or so in the industry. Now, I've been certified since 2013. I've trained almost 200 Black coaches since 2016, and here we are today. Child, I've seen a lot. I've heard a lot. I've done a lot, and still going. If you can't see it in my eyes, we're sleepy, but still going. So I wanted to jump on here and chat with you. Hello, Marilyn. Are you a coach? Welcome. So one of my predictions that I saw a long time ago, and I said, okay, I need to write this down because they will come true. They're still coming true today. They probably will keep coming true. The first one is that people, meaning you, if you're a future Black life coach, as well as your future coaching clients, are going to look for connection. What I mean by that is, back in the day, I noticed everybody wanted to quote unquote automate coaching. They didn't really want to give you a lot of access to them. They felt like they were making it, they were too good to, you know, hang with the little people now that they've made it. And so you would interact with chatbots and automated emails and systems and machines and things that they've done and run away from. And it just was losing its touch. It wasn't giving what it had supposed to have gave, okay? So I was like, you know what? People are going to get tired of that. And I remember telling one of my business besties back in 2017 that that time would come. That time is today. A lot of the coach certification trainings that I see available online, and I have been through a total of 27 iterations of life coach certification trainings. Some I taught, many I attended. And child, let me tell you, it's why I'm here, because I know what is missing. And that's one of the things that's missing, that connectivity, connectability, approachability, the human touch is missing. And y'all know, times like this, the pandemonia, pandemic, panorama, Times like civic and civil unrest, times like racism that ain't went nowhere in all these years, and we got a lot of work to do. We need each other. And when it comes to our learning styles, even me, we love to learn and obtain and absorb information differently. And so it helps when we have someone there with us who can relate to us on the level that we need to be related to in order to learn information. So I discovered that, especially when we were on lockdown, when we were in quarantine and, you know, we couldn't go anywhere. My ladies who I trained, those that are among that almost 200 Black Women Certified Life Coaches, they reached out and they were like, Dr. AJ Austin, we need you. When we gonna get on Zoom? When we gonna come together? Because they wanted to know me. They wanted to know each other. And more importantly, they wanted to know more about themselves as a coach. And that way that they can dig deeper with their coaching clients. And that's what one of our coaches, Beverly, told me. She was a health coach. She said, I want to become a life coach as well. So for those of you who are already certified, you're thinking of going through our new dual certification program. That was Coach Beverly. And she was like, you know, I really want to be able to dig deeper with my coaching clients. I really want to be able to ask them good questions. I hope you guys can hear me. I'm turning my volume up. Pretty sure. Okay, I'm just double checking that it's up. Okay. And so she said, I want to dig deeper. I want to be able to ask them really good questions. I want to get beneath surface level. You know, they're telling me, you know, yeah, I want to lose weight. I want to eat healthy. I want that wholeness, what do you call it? That holistic lifestyle approach to wellness. But she's like, I want to really get into their heads. And so she knew life coaching was a way to do that. And so now she has led the way for our other dual certified coaches. And if you're not a dual certified coach, it's where you have two certifications. You could be a dual certified life coach, meaning you train somewhere else and you come train with me. If you want more information, make sure you're in our Facebook group. It's, our complimentary coaching community, our complimentary Christian coaching community over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. It is a private Facebook group. You do get to activate your VIP membership when you answer the three little simple entry questions. And once we, meaning me and or my assistant Eve, once we approve your questions, you get access to the group, where I'm sharing more about our dual certification, because what that does is solidify you even more in the foundation that you are who you say you are as a coach, you know what you're doing, and you're able to confidently convert those coaching conversations to clients, cash, checks, and credit cards, like you're making money off of your knowledge. You're not just sitting on it. You're not just wondering what you're missing. Can you dig deeper? What else can you offer your clients? You already know because you've been dual certified. So with that dual certification, Coach Beverly was able to dig deeper with her coaching clients. She too had a lot of aha moments in the training. And so I knew that that was one of my predictions coming true. I said, you know, people are going to want to connect more with their clients, but also with themselves. That's what I love about how I teach our one-day Black Woman Christian Life Coach Certification training. Whether you're getting trained for the first time or you're in our dual certification and soon to come Master Life Coach Certification training, our self-study process is a chance for you to sit with you. You, Jesus, God, the Holy Spirit, yourself, your higher self, the highest version of yourself, your next level, your vision, your business baby. Oh, yeah, let a round table. Listening to what thus saith the Lord, because you're going to want to know more about the self. Study. Okay. Coach Eba, one of our coaches, had to show me that prediction was coming true when she said, you know, Dr. AJ, this really is a self-study process that you've designed specifically for Black women Christian life coaches. And she loved it. She told me recently, not too long ago, in one of our trainings that she was still getting those types of revelations over a year later after getting certified with me. So I'm excited because I get to see people connect with their clients, connect with me, connect with each other, and connect with themselves. That's the number one prediction that I have for the life coaching industry. People and your potential clients will want to connect more authentically to coaching and coaches. So you got to be ready for that because it is a personal profession that is true to life. And what I mean by that is, you know, a lot of people like this, they don't want to go live because they're like, I don't want to share too much, or how much is enough to share, or I'm not putting my business out there, or I don't want everybody to see me. True to life, aka reality TV, you know, unscripted, of course, that's when you're sharing little glimpses into your day as a coach. even with me and my Facebook stories, I share books that I've read. I started one not even 24 hours ago. I'm done with it. It's ready to be donated. I share and donate my books to other entrepreneurs when I finish. I got some golden nuggets from it, or really confirmation from it. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm not learning anything new per se, but I'm learning new perspectives of how to look at what I already know. So it shifted my perspective in about three different areas that I really, really am excited about. And it confirmed some things. And so knowing that, I could share little tidbits like that. You guys want to know what those three areas are, right? Y'all want to know what the book is, right? Well, I shared it in my stories yesterday. Did you miss it? That's my true to life reality TV version of being a coach. Showing you what I'm reading. I was at the doctor's office recently for 3 hours. I told y'all all about that. You got to hear my gripes and complaints about what my doctor says. I love my doctor so much. She is a Black woman that takes really good care of me. So I put up with the wait time, okay? She is definitely worth the wait. With just the little tweaks she have me to make in my diet and in my lifestyle. See, this is true to life. This is my life. And last night on the treadmill, I realized that health is a part of my legacy. I got to be healthy to be here. So do you. Why not bring you along on the journey? That's that personal connection as a coach. It's not always about you in a life coaching session or you trying to help people, quote unquote, fix their life, because that ain't coaching, sis. But it's all about you bringing them into how you too have been a part of that self-study process. You're building your legacy literally one step at a time, like me on a treadmill, trying to keep it together, you know. And you are doing things for yourself and you're bringing your clients along for that journey. And that doesn't mean you have to tell all your business. Doesn't mean you have to give all your secrets away. Doesn't mean you have to like give TMI, as my Aunt Trina used to say, you know. It's certain information that you could share that your future coaching clients will be excited to hear about. Like, oh, I did not know. Oh, she reminded me, I too need to go get a mammogram. Oh, I need to get on the treadmill too, girl. Let's walk together. You know, little stuff like that. That's that true to life, personal touch, personal connection that is always going to be needed in the life coaching industry. So that's my number one prediction. And that trickles over to the professional side as well, because one thing I learned years ago, and I tried to avoid it, was dealing with the personal and the professional together as a coach. You can't separate the two. If your personal is not right, the professional is not going to be right. So again, in my case, if I'm sick, I can't show up for y'all. I gotta get it together. I even found out in my doctor's appointment that my voice has been raspy for almost 2 months because of what I'm eating. I have acid reflux, which is TMI. Sorry, auntie, she's in heaven now. But that affects my health. And so now I know what to do. That little tidbit, that little step impacts my personal life, which trickles over to my professional life. And as a result, if I don't have a voice, I can't come on and do stuff like this. You wouldn't hear me on my podcast. You wouldn't watch me on my television station. You wouldn't see my future documentaries I got coming up about life coaching, right? So I got to get it together. I got to keep it together. So do you. It's a self-study process that you have to maintain. It trickles from personal to professional. Your clients are going to want that personal touch with you. You're going to want that personal touch with you as a future Black life coach. If you're not already certified, or if you've been thinking of getting a dual certification, we now offer that over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. So make sure you come join us in our complimentary Christian coaching community. I get tongue tied. I gotta say it fast. Activate that VIP membership. Get more information, because I walk you through those personal and professional steps, how it starts with you, and how it can impact your coaching and make your money, honey. Okay, it's time to get paid. Ain't no sense in doing all this personal development and legacy building for you. You gotta share it with the world. Let them pay you for it, okay? My second of three predictions, these are the top three predictions I have for becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach within the life coaching industry, where we only make up less than 9%. Black people as a whole make up less than 9% of this $24 billion life coaching industry. If you could use just the B on billions, a book, then I need to see you represent here today, okay? Tag me, send up an emoji, a heart, to be like, yeah, me, include me, me too, sis. I want to be in that number. Give me the B on billions, okay? Let me get started, a running start as a future Black life coach. This second prediction is all about, I see you in the comments, girl, me too, me too, me too. Just like me, I'm with you. Clients And those future clients, they're going to want to also know that not only have you been through the life coaching process as a future Black life coach, that you have studied this, you have had your own transformations, you're sharing those true to life scenarios that we just went through, you're giving them a glimpse into a day in the life, behind the scenes, even outfits of the day. I'm guilty too, that's a guilty pleasure. Come work with me, get ready with me, all those things. Hello, Shevly, how are you? What we're doing here is now transferring those skills, as my coach Eric would say, transferring those skills that we've been able to tap into to where it's helping our clients get those transformations. And so now, instead of just believing that you're a coach, believing that you're wonderful, believing that you changed your life all on your own, they're going to be like, what are receipts, sis? That's what I read in the book today. That was one of my aha moments. I'll give y'all that for free, okay? So one of the three nuggets I can remember from the book I read in less than 24 hours, it was 140 pages. So that shows you the type of knowledge nerd I am. Hashtag true to life. She said that receipts are not necessarily just proof of what you can do as a coach, but that it's a snapshot of your work. It's like, I know I'm good. Here's the receipts. So now you got to be able to show results. You can't just be this grandiose, egotistical, just, I'm so successful, and people believe you. They're like, no. What a little use it running around here. That's something that I used to think about when it comes to church. We have so many mega leaders. Where are the people that you've trained up to, you know, go out and start their ministries and replace you someday? Or they can say, yeah, I got my training here. That's what your future coaching clients are going to want to see. So it's not just as simple as calling yourself a coach. It's not just walking around with your chest puffed out and your head in the air and you're so good because you're this and that. Yeah, no, it's deeper than that. They're like, well, who can I call? And I tell people to do this with our coaches. That's why we have this. Well, let's start here. These are testimonials that I cut out from feedback forms we used to have when I was live training here in Atlanta as a life coach certification trainer. 110 receipts. You see how damaged these coffee stains, and these are receipts of people saying what it was like to train with me live here in Atlanta, Georgia. Then we have, I do not even know how many on our website. So if you want to know what those look like, head over to futureblacklifecoaches.com. Activate your complimentary coaching VIP membership in our Christian coaching community at futureblacklifecoaches.com, because you're going to see a stream of videos, of pictures, of testimonials that are written, literal screenshot, snapshot receipts showing that what I teach works. That's what's going to be expected in the coaching industry. It's already being demanded. At some point, social media becomes unbelievable. Everybody's not willing to get on here, throw a hat on, eyes a little bit red, sleepy with their timer going like, girl, you got about 10 good old minutes or less. To tell you the truth, I don't have time to do a lot of editing, and I'm not going to look like a model every time I jump on here. Well, now, depends. But anyway, I ain't got time for makeup and hair and eyelash and all. I don't need all that. But I'm just saying, at some point, you stop believing what you're seeing on TV, and people want the truth. They want to get down and dirty. They want to hear your voice about what you've done, but they're also wanting to hear from the people that you've impacted. Where are your receipts? They're going to want to see those testimonials. They're going to want to hear success stories, not just that somebody signed up to coach with you. No, what results did you get them? How did their life change from when they hired you as their coach? What will they say about working with you specifically, okay? So that's prediction number two. So as a recap of my top three predictions for becoming a Black woman Christian certified life coach within the life coaching industry, where we represent less than 9% of this $24 billion business that y'all said y'all wanted to be a part of, because I seen like two emojis fly by. You've been a part of the process. You've studied. You're now seeing the work, because it's a self-study process when you come train with me, whether you're already certified or whether you're getting certified for the first time, when you head over to futureblacklifecoaches.com, you can find out more about our dual certification program, as I mentioned earlier. But you're showing those true-to-life examples. You're showing how the professional side and the personal side go hand-in-hand as a coach. And that was one of the foundational principles. Thomas J. Leonard, who was the founder, the father of the life coaching industry in the late 80s, early 90s. He passed away at about 47 years old. Good-looking white guy. He shared so many great self-care tips because he's like, it starts with you. And I'm like, you're right, TJ. Rest in peace. And so that's prediction number one. And then number two is that clients are going to want to see not only is coaching working for you, but it's worked for other people. Now, even if you're not certified yet, I know I'm going to speak for my ladies. When you come train with me, you become what's known as a lady of legacy. We are our own secret society and sorority, okay? You want to be in our crew. You want to be one of us. You want to be like us. And you are when you come get certified, okay? The first time or the second time. And one thing we do before you can graduate, call yourself a coach and get our company stamp of approval, that LLC, boom, on your certificate, is you have to coach more than once to show that you know what you're doing. So that means that you're walking away with potential coaching clients to continue your sessions. You're also walking away having the skill of having coached, and you have proof that you know what you're doing because it's on video, it's on audio. But what I love about these practice sessions is that I get to hear potential coaching clients tell these future Black Life coaches how great they are, fresh out of certification. Matter of fact, they're not even certified yet. And they're getting that stamp of approval, that feeling of validation. Their confidence is growing before they walk away with their certificate. And so coaches are going to have to show their results, whether you knew or whether you've been doing it a while. People gonna want to see the receipts. So knowing that you're leaving certification with receipts when you come train with me, y'all better head over to futureblacklifecoaches.com and come join us. Answer the questions to activate your VIP membership. I let you in the crew. I don't know what this little string is that's following me, but it's driving me crazy. And then you get to see how we do in our crew, okay? Matter of fact, I have a really cool, fun, special bonus in our private coaching group over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. When you head there, you get to learn so much more about what it's like to become a Black woman Christian certified life coach, and how number three, which is really, really vital as a prediction, that's coming to fruition. It's coming to pass already in the life coaching industry, how we integrate it in our training. And that's where it's going to be a requirement, if it's not already, if you haven't heard this yet, you will. Coaches are going to have to stand in their truth. In Bible church folk scripture terms, choose ye this day whom you will serve. As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. What's the most scriptures, y'all? Come on, saints, help me out, okay? I'm sleeping. But all the things that tell you not to be lukewarm, you don't want to get spurred out. And stand in your truth. Profess your beliefs, your values, your core ethics, the things that you believe in, your mission, your why, you know, what's keeping you going as a coach. So let me read what I wrote because I wrote it a minute ago. Coaches are going to have to stand in their truth. For example, as a Black woman Christian life coach, you're going to have to be in a heart-centered space where you're coming from a non-judgmental stance as a coach. You're going to not have to accept excuses from yourself and or your coaching clients. You're going to have to speak from where you are. That's why when future Black women coaches call my office and they say, well, Dr. AJ, do I have to have my life together? Does my life have to be figured out before I become a coach? And I'm like, no, you can start with where you are, because I guarantee your life experience brought you here. Something you've been through is going to put you in a position to now get trained as a coach and learn how to use that experience to ask really good questions to help someone else get their breakthrough. That's coaching. And so you don't have to be a master at life. No one is, okay? But if you stand in your truth as a Black woman Christian certified coach, your clients will get the transformation they need just from your experience and you being able to hold space, because you're coming from a place you just came out of. You got a little knowledge, a little experience about. And coaching, if you know what it is at the core, it's not about telling people what to do. It's not about sharing your opinions or giving advice. It's not about trying to be the guru or the expert per se. It's coming from a place of standing in your truth as a Black woman Christian certified coach, being trained in a skill that's going to help your clients get their breakthroughs, apply all the predictions that we've shared tonight, where they're now showing their clients or people in their lives how they've had transformations. It's a trickle-down effect, but you have to stand in your truth and have a foundation. If you haven't been trained, if you haven't been certified, you literally have no foundation to stand on. No, you cannot just coach from your own life experience. I'm doing bunny ears and air quotes because people think, oh, well, I'm a mama, so I can go mama somebody else and that's coaching. That is not coaching, sis. And that's how fake coaches get sued. But that's another live. We've done lives on getting sued as coaches. So hopefully y'all being careful out here. But when you don't take excuses, meaning you're not telling yourself the excuse of, oh, I really don't need to be certified. Jesus paid it all. He did, but he ain't train you as no coach. He also said, study to show thyself approved. That's in the word of God. One lady told me God certified her. I said, okay, well, we ain't got nothing to talk about. She said, well, can I still join your program? No, because God certified you. Stand on that anointing and go forward, daughter. I ain't giving you permission, but you said God did it. So that's between you and him. You got to be careful what you say. Okay, they say language, you cast spells with your word, or as the Bible says, as a man thinketh, so is he. So she's certified by God. I don't know how she's doing, but hey, girl, if you're watching this, ooh, listen, be ye therefore studied, okay? I'm going to throw that out there. That's the remix to one of them scriptures in the Word. But standing in your truth, meaning you are studying to show thyself approved, rightfully dividing the word of truth. If somebody asks you a question about being certified, you can answer it because you've been certified. You ain't guessing and Googling and copying and pasting what other people are doing, trying to call yourself a coach. You have humbled thyself. You have not giving yourself the excuse of, I don't want to get certified. I don't need that piece of paper. No, take up your cross. It is a cross to bear. The mantle is very heavy. But if you're called to coach, if you're chosen for such a time as this, and if you're anointed and appointed for such a time as this, you have no problem humbling yourself and learning. We are all studying to show ourselves approved, right? So the Bible also talks about not thinking of yourself higher than you are, but we talk about that in one of our bonus trainings I'm including over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. So come laugh with me because I really break that thing down in the training. You can laugh with me and the other coaches, okay? Because it's true. You laugh because it's true. So wrapping this up, when you decide to stand in your truth as a Black woman Christian certified life coach, whether you're a future coach, whether you're already certified or you're going to come get certified again with us as one of our dual certified and or master certified life coaches, you are speaking from where you are and what you've been through. And what you've been through are all three of these predictions. As we recap, you have been through something in your life. You're ready to get trained and certified as a coach. You know that your future coaching clients are going to want your proof. How are you living this? Okay, then they're going to want to see the receipts, hashtag testimonials, receipts, all that good stuff, in your true-to-life examples from your coaching clients, whether even if it's a practice session, that still counts. And then they're going to want to see you standing your truth. That's going to connect you heart-to-heart to your coaching client. If this is going over your head, if this is new to you, if this is your first time hearing anything like this, I invite you to visit futureblacklifecoaches.com in our complimentary Christian coaching community. Activate your VIP membership. Let me educate you because that's one of our core values that we stand on, ethics, okay? Got it from my mama. We believed in knowledge and education because the Bible says my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. So I don't want you to be destroyed in a court of law. I want you to get it right with God. And do it now over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Are there any questions before we go? We have less than 5 minutes left. I think it should be at the ding because I set it for an extra 5 minutes. Gave myself a little extra time. So if you have questions, I'm happy to answer those. If not, child, I'll give you them 5 minutes back free of charge. And you're welcome. Make sure if you're not in our Christian coaching community, you are visiting Retina over at futureblacklifecoaches.com. Come hang out with us where I share trainings like this, our boot camps, our master classes. We have webinars, presentations, workshops, clinics, and so much more. All types of trainings. You can tell I love training, right? To show up here half sleepy with most of my voice. It's coming back slowly. We're getting it together. I do what I love, and I love what I do. I love that I get to share this with you. So if you have a question and I'm no longer live, feel free to tag me in the comments. I'm happy to chat with you here on Facebook or on our YouTube channel. That's fine. I'll comment with the comments. And I don't see any questions, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up and decide what I'm going to do with the rest of my day. Remember, there is someone somewhere, and they are waiting on you, future Black woman, Christian certified life coach, to walk in your destiny so they can walk into theirs. Because it's when you let your own light shine that you're giving others permission to do the same. Prophetess Maryam Williamson tells us that. And I say, when you impact one life, you impact generations. I came up with that. Shouts out to my coach, Sade Adu. Dr. Sade Adu was like, you better post that. You better share that. So I do now. Because when you impact one life, you impact generations. Hopefully, your life has been impacted during today's training. Until we meet again, my friends, you guys have a phenomenal rest of your day. Tag me below if you have a question. Come on over to futureblacklifecoaches.com and join us in our complimentary coaching community. I'm going to go sip on this because my throat a little dry, okay? I got it at Rainbows and it looked like a rainbow. I'll see y'all soon. Have a phenomenal rest of your day. God bless. Bye, future Black Life Coaches. Are you looking to become a professionally trained, skilled, qualified Black woman Christian certified life coach? Check us out at www.futureblacklifecoaches.com for our complimentary coaching community, where we have upcoming challenges, masterclasses, and boot camps for all of your Black woman Christian certified life coaching training needs.